Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WIPR. There are some things in this world that just by thinking about them make you smile, and I hope one of those things is what we're going to talk about today, the Shake and Bake on Pennsylvania Avenue. If you haven't been, imagine this, a roller skating rink jam-packed with screaming happy kids, music blaring at a way too many decibels, lights flashing, an almost overwhelming whirl of sound and color and motion. If you don't smile at this, I'll humbly suggest that you go back to bed and this time get up on the right side. So how did we get this world of fun in West Baltimore? Well, we got it thanks to the vision of a Baltimore Colts football star, Glenn Dougherty, fondly known as Shake and Bake, for a move he originated where he would run sideways and keep the ball away from defenders. Your guess is as good as mine as to why this particular move was named after Kraft's flavored breadcrumbs. Dougherty was a wide receiver from 1972 to 1979 and was the Colts' sixth all-time leading receiver when he retired from the NFL. Dougherty did well with football, and the Colts did well with Dougherty, but he never did win a Super Bowl. For Dougherty, though, football wasn't everything. As he said, even when he was playing, he was also looking for a plan B. His plan B included starting the Shake and Bake, what he referred to as his Super Bowl ring. The Afro newspaper called it Dougherty's gift to Baltimore. A few years after retirement, he decided he needed to give something back to his adopted city. He rounded up former teammates Ray Chester, Freddie Scott, and Lloyd Mumphrey. Together, they contributed and raised $5 million and opened the Shake and Bake in 1982. Mayor William Donald Schaefer was there for the dedication, and Dougherty showed up in a tuxedo, claiming the opening was a dream come true. Inside the 70,000-square-foot building, there was a 40-lane bowling alley, a 22,000-square-foot roller rink, a sporting goods store, two fast-food restaurants, and a video arcade. Think Pac-Man and Donkey Kong. It was definitely a dream come true for thousands of Baltimore kids. If Dougherty was right up there with the times in his fast-food restaurants and video games, he was also serious about what the Shake and Bake could do for kids. He held degrees in economics and education from the University of Michigan and built the Shake and Bake to provide an atmosphere where kids could build positive identities and be inspired by adults who looked like them. At one point, he even had a bus stop moved closer to the facility so people from all over could get there a little easier. And at another point in 1984, he got the world-renowned boxer Muhammad Ali to the rink along with Eddie Kendricks, a singer and songwriter from The Temptations. Over 5,000 people showed up to hear from these heavyweights. If the Shake and Bake was a huge hit with kids from all over the city, financially it was often on shaky ground. In 1985, Baltimore City took over operating the facility, and even though they added ping pong tables, they had to cut staff. In 2017, Mayor Catherine Pugh closed it down entirely. At the time, she said, "When I shut it down, you would have thought I shut down heaven. But the roof was falling in, the floor was buckled, and you were hard-pressed to find matching skates." But that was not the end of the Shake and Bake. It came back. Just a year later, 2018, Mayor Pugh reopened it with a new roof, a new skating rink floor, and updated video games. Today, the Shake and Bake is open and has served more than 1 million kids since its debut over 40 years ago. And it is living up to the inscription on its cornerstone, "God Makes Dreams Come True, Glenn Dougherty Shake and Bake Family Fun Center, 1982. If you'd like to learn more about the Shake and Bake, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-Minute History videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.